Whatever you do, whether you eat, whether you drink, do everything to the glory of God. So I grew up knowing that was one passion that had to be there. And then as I meditated more and more in my formative intellectual years on the scriptures, I saw that the reason it was so central is because it was the central and uniting passion of God Himself. So God is jealous for His glory and for His name. In Isaiah 48, 9 to 10, "For the sake of my name, I delay my wrath." Talking about bringing them out of Babylon now. "For the sake of my praise, I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, for my own sake I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another." God is not an idolater. He puts nothing before Himself. Let your passion be single is my topic tonight. In reading Pascal, I read, "All men seek happiness. This is without exception. Whatever different means they employ, they all tend to this end. The cause of some going to war and others avoiding it is the same desire in both, attended with different views. The will never takes the least step but to this object. This is the motive of every action of every man, even those who hang themselves." But how does it fit with this tremendously central biblical passion for the glory of God? God is glorified not only in His glory being seen, but by His glory being rejoiced in. When those that see it, see it for what it is, God is glorified. When those that see it delight in it, God is more glorified than if they only see it. His glory is then received by the whole soul, both by the understanding and by the heart. God is most glorified in me when I am most satisfied in Him. These are not two projects. These are not two passions. These are one passion: to know Him with the mind and delight in what you know of Him in the heart is one passion. God is glorified by being delighted in.